The Bible makes reference to snow about 25 times, and only two of them are in the New Testament. The New Testament verses, one in Matthew and one in Revelation, refer to the appearance of Jesus. His garments are as white as snow at the Transfiguration, and his head and hair were white like white wool, like snow, when John had his vision of Christ in Revelation chapter 1. Though snow is not common in the Holy Land, it isn't unknown. Snow-capped Mount Hermon allowed the people of Israel to see snow off in the distance, even if it was rare for them to witness snowfall itself. Still, snow could occur, as two passages tell us of one of David's mighty soldiers, Benaiah, who went into a pit and killed a lion, quote, on a snowy day. Those Bible verses are the only ones about a snowy day in the land of Israel. When the Bible uses snow as a metaphor, it does double duty. First, snow helps to describe the whiteness of a leprous skin. This condition was feared and dreadful, but the Bible also uses snow to convey an image of purity and forgiveness. Two particularly important passages, and beloved ones, are Psalm 51, David's prayer of confession after his sin with Bathsheba, and Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. In both verses, the scriptures say, "Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." That's David's prayer, Psalm 51, verse 7. And, "Come now, and let us reason together," says the Lord. "Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they will be as wool." What a fantastic picture. You know how you enjoy seeing the trees covered with newly fallen snow at the outset of a snowfall? Even the city sidewalks and cars covered in 18 inches of snow look pretty when it first falls and no one has trudged through it. But it doesn't last long around here before a lovely coat of white snow turns into an ugly gray, black, or brown mess. I had the chance more than once last week to clear more snow and widen my driveway and sidewalks. It's refreshing to move some of that filthy snow and reveal the clean, white, fresh snow underneath. And the Bible says that God is able to do that with our sin. Scarlet and crimson are deep red colors. And God is able to forgive our sin, to cleanse us, to wash away our sin, so that he sees a heart that is white as snow. It's not because we can do it. We can't reform ourselves. But God can forgive us. And so, in a week where everyone has been dealing with and thinking about snow, even if you weren't out with it, you probably had to pay someone to deal with it for you. I wanted to remind you of a wonderful picture that snow gives us, and that is of the cleansing that God can do in a life. And we have a hymn that says, "Whiter than snow, because Jesus can wash us and make us whiter than snow." God bless you. If you're listening to this 5-minute Bible lesson before February the 7th, then we just want you to know that we've canceled our Sunday service for February 7th in light of the weather forecast, which tells us we're expecting about 5-6 inches of snow right around the time that people would be traveling to and from the church. So once again, this has been a busy week for snow for people. We trust that we will see you as soon as possible. Please be well and safe. And again, God bless you. In Christ, Pastor White.